Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be here with you on this second day of March. I'm going to be reading from the book of Revelation today. And again, this is one of those books that promises a blessing. So I am really hoping and praying that as we read through these difficult verses sometimes, that you will also just be deeply encouraged to live out your faith with fear and trembling, but also with joy. There's so much joy in walking with Jesus. And if you're not having that or not experiencing that, I thank you just so much for the privilege to be able to pray for you about that. And of course, I have days like that too, where it's just not very joyful. So I pray that today would be a day Jesus lifts your head. All right, Revelation 7 in the World English Bible, it says this. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth so that no wind could blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. I saw another angel ascend from the sunrise, having the seal of the living God. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Don't harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads." I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed out of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no man could count, out of every nation and of all tribes, peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. They cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation be to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne, the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before his throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." One of the elders answered, saying to me, "These who are arrayed in the white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I told him, "My Lord, you know." He said to me, "These are those who came out of the great suffering. They washed their robes and made them white in the Lamb's blood. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. They serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will never be hungry or thirsty anymore. The sun won't beat on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the middle of the throne shepherds them and leads them to springs of life, life-giving waters, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, you are amazing. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to you forever and ever. Amen. Thank you that every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every language, every people group is going to fall before your throne someday. That your desire was that all humankind would come to know you, all corners of the earth, all isolated tribes that we don't even know about. Every single bit of humanity you have reconciled, you have sacrificed so that they could come to you. And Lord, that's, I don't know much about this 144,000. I do know that a lot of cults have used that number to really harm people. So I don't pretend to understand what that means. But I do know that you love your nation, Israel, and that you will do things for them in the end that may not make sense to us now, but will make sense in the hereafter. And so, Lord, I thank you so much for this group of people who are washed by the blood of the Lamb and made white, who are before the throne of God, serving him day and night in his temple. Lord, it just reminds me that there is a great reversal coming, that those who suffered on this earth, particularly those who suffered for your namesake, will be abundantly, profoundly comforted in the next. And so, Lord, for those who are struggling today, who are hurting, who are bleeding, who are physically ill, who are suffering in their relationships, who are being preyed upon, Lord, help us to lift our eyes to your throne. Help us to remember that you are going to make all things right. and help us to live for that day rather than concentrating so much on the pain of today, but help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who's endured such hostility by sinners against himself that you may not lose heart. That's my prayer today, that we would consider you. And that we would not lose heart. Lord, encourage my friend today. May today, March 2nd, be a day of deep, deep encouragement that you will comfort. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I hope today is a day where you do fixate, not necessarily on the pain that you're walking through, although it's normal to feel pain, but to fixate on the beauty that is to come and to realize that there will be a day when all this pain will be wiped away.